You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's parsha, we are introduced to Yocheved. Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right in the beginning of the parsha, we have the story of the two Miyaldos, the Hiviyos, two midwives. And one of them is Yocheved. We know one of them is Yocheved. But the name Yocheved is not mentioned over here. Right after, beginning of Perek Beis in the parasha, it says, "Vayelech ish beis levi v'ikach his bas levi." It mentioned that Amram went and remarried his wife Yocheved. Again, the name Yocheved is not mentioned. It refers to her. We have one prior place where Yocheved is mentioned, and that's what we were discussing the last 2 weeks. And when Am Yisrael come down to Mitzrayim, and they go into Mitzrayim, Torah tells us that they were the number 70 in the parashas of Vayigash. We go through the cheshbon of the number of people that came to Mitzrayim. We said there were 66 going into Mitzrayim. As they got into Mitzrayim, it was 70. So Rashi right away asks, Rashi says that where is the number 70? We don't have the number 70. So in Rashi in 66, he says, we have one less. Elazeh Yocheved shenolda bein achaymus. That Yocheved that was born as they went through the walls of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara learns it in Bo'abasho, because it says, Ashayolda levi Mitzrayim, leidosu b'Mitzrayim, bein horosu b'Mitzrayim. She was just born when they went to Mitzrayim, and she wasn't pregnant. The pregnancy was before. But she was born as they stepped foot into Mitzrayim, then she was born again, a third time, and mentioned Yocheved. And these are the first three times in the Torah that Yocheved is mentioned. One is not, doesn't say anything about it, just comes out with the number 70, that's her. And then the other two times in our parasha, that are mentioning the midwife, mentioning the mother, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yocheved is not mentioned. We're talking three times of this person, we don't mention her name. Only later we go on to mention Yocheved in her name. And the shaila is, what pshat that we are malim Yocheved so much? We don't mention her name in the first three instances that we have. The first three places that we're meeting Yocheved, we don't mention her. She's ne'elam. She's disappearing. So that's question number one. Question number two, as we mentioned in passing last week, when we count the 70 people that came to Mitzrayim, who is the number 70? We know it's only 69 mentioned. Who is the number 70? So we have in Chazal a few different pshat. Chazal and Sefer Zohar tell us one shot that we're talking the number 70 is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who's mashed in the shiva. Another place, Chazal tell us, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the number 70. The Rosh in the end of Masechet Pesachim tells us that there was no number 70. There was only 69, but you round it up to 70. Look, the Torah still does many times, like when it says Chemishim Yoyim Fesfiyah Soimer, and you only count 49. All these three pshatim fit together that the number 70 is not really one of the regular people that are counted in the family of Yaakov Avinu. It's either Kadosh Baruch Hu, like a more generic number. Yaakov Avinu, and not really one of the family, is the father of the family. Maybe there's no 70 at all. And then comes the pshat, the Rashi chose to put it as a commentary over here, and that's the number 70 is Yocheved, which seems to be just a regular person, meaning you have 69 children in the family of Yaakov, and now you have number 70. In Mitzrayim, no. No. Maybe Sarah had before.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Sarah was before because she sang the song to Yaakov. So, comes out, Pashas, that Yocheved is born, Yocheved is counted as number 70. Very different than the other people, other options to explain the number 70. The options over here are something which is completely, call it, You know, the other options are a very generic, very cloudyistic number. You say, you know what, they don't mention, they make it 70, but there's no 70. Yecharit is one of the numbers. How does this fit with the other pshat? Finally, when we mention that Yecharit is born, Rashi says, that she was born Bein HaChaymas. She was born as they entered into Mitzrayim. Why is that detail so important? If you were born right before she went into Mitzrayim, she happened to be born the moment you go into Mitzrayim. What's the emphasis that Yochel was born there? What's the pshat in all this? So to explain all this, let's go back to what we mentioned regarding the number 70 that Amos was caught with. Rashi, the Parsha Hazinu, tells us the number 70 of Am Yisrael is connected, Gvulus Am is connected to 70 nations. And as mentioned, the pshat is that the source of all the 70 nations comes from Am Yisrael. They're the source of their, that 70 nations, and the source of them comes from Am Yisrael. They're the Shevish. By the way, it's brought down that the Gemara Pesachim tells us that the reason Am Yisrael go to Golus, right? Am Yisrael go to Golus, Ela Kedesh Yisasul and Gev. They go to the Golus to collect game, to collect converts from the nations. It's brought down, what does it mean to collect converts? Not literally converts, I thought of the goal. But is to collect a little bit of Gdusha that every nation has. Because every nation is Yainik, is nurturing from Am Yisrael. So whatever they have is coming a little bit of the Gdusha of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, so to speak, is coming to take back that Gdusha from every nation. So that's why they go to Golos to collect that. Throw down the name of the Vilna Goyen. That's the Kololo that says the Pashke Savoy. It says that Am Yisrael will go back to Mitzrayim. End of the Kololos. You're going to go back to Mitzrayim. I told you not to go to. Says the Goyen, what's the big problem? I mean, we're going to go to Golos to many places. So we go to Golos. We go to Golos. And who cares? Does it matter if we go to Golos in Greece or we go to Golos in Rome? We go to Golos in Mitzrayim? Says the Goyen, yes. Matters a lot. Because when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Gemara tells us that Su'u kemitzula shein badogon. They left it and left it empty. What does it mean left it empty? They left it empty from any Gdusha. There's no holiness to extrapolate from Mitzrayim anymore. They took out everything possible. So now there's no purpose to go to Golos. We always go to Golos. There's a reason for us to go to Golos. We actually gain something. Shivim Yishuvei Yisrael, Shivim Umos, we take whatever belongs to us over there. But Mitzrayim already did it. So now to go to Golos Mitzrayim, it's really a klal, it's really a punishment for no reason. That's what the Goyen explains, why the Parashas Kisavo, he tells us, you can go back to Mitzrayim. Now, Kol Panim, what do we see over here? The Shivim Nefesh of Am Yisrael, as mentioned last week, is the source of the Shivim Umos. That's their source. Meaning, it's the other side of the coin of the 70 nations. Am Yisrael is going through Mitzrayim and reaching their ultimate goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when they go out of Mitzrayim, they reach that high halakhic number called Shishim Riboy. 600,000. We spoke about a little bit, what's the 600,000. But we know that one of the things, the concept that we have in the Seirah, that there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Problem is, we don't have 600,000, so in the first you've got to explain how to count, how to get the 600,000. But every word letter in the Torah that refers to 600,000 refers to one of these neshamis of the 600,000 Shishim Ribur that came out of Am Yisrael. The number of Am Yisrael b'chlalus, rock of it, is when you get to 600,000. That's the number. That is the conceptual highest level of Am Yisrael to get to Shishim Riboy, that's Am Yisrael B'chlalus. As we mentioned last week, the Shishim Riboy is the Gdusha, the part of Am Yisrael, the holiness which is inside the interior Gdusha of Am Yisrael, not the way they appear in the outside. So you may, what comes out is, Am Yisrael go to Mitzrayim as Shivim Umos in the right way. The 70, which are the source of the Umos, but that's the 70 that belong to Umos HaElam. And going through Mitzrayim, you create Am Yisrael, which is Shishim Riboy. Throughout down, It's really a pasuk in Navi Yecheskel. I wrote down Sifrim Kubalim. That the whole idea of Yitzhak being in Mitzrayim is a time of Ibur. Because the pasuk Yecheskel says that when Am Yisrael goes to Mitzrayim is like a birth of a baby. Yom who led us Yisach. That's the lashon of the pasuk. You're born, Am Yisrael is born when you have what? When you have Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So Yimele Mitzrayim itself is Madam Kubalim is a time of pregnancy. That's where Am Yisrael is being created. The process of creating the nation of Am Yisrael starts when Am Yisrael are Shivim, meaning they are one of the nations, the source of all the nations, the best part of the nations, but an Umos HaOlam type of Am Yisrael, and they develop into a Vlad, which is Shisha Yirmei, creating a new dimension, a new concept of a nation which is above, which is higher, which is now related to the other nations. That's the Mahalach of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. So what then the Arizal of Arichus, really, what's the idea over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu started the world with Adam Rishon. And the world was supposed to be right away a perfect world. But the world deteriorated. We had the Dura Mabul, we had Adam Rishon's Chet starting first. We had the Dura Mabul, we had the Dura Palaka. The idea of the Ibur Mitzrayim is to correct and rectify all that. We are doing a reset. We're starting the world again. Am Yisrael are now starting Michalash, the new world. We're reinventing, so to speak, whatever was supposed to happen. The Arizal brings, the Torah was supposed to give them the Ramabal to the Apalago, the Gilgal to the Apalago, Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they come out, they get the Torah. You're fixing, you're restarting, you're doing the way the world's supposed to be when you go into Mitzrayim. That's the process. How the world deteriorates to be Shivim Umos. Am Yisrael represent that when they go into Mitzrayim. That's who they are. They go to Mitzrayim, the pregnancy begins, and they develop to go to the new dimension, the new creation that brings the world back to its source. Ariza also mentions that your Chevet is the Gilgul, she, whatever Gilgul means, but she is the continuation, the correction of Chava. Chava, the first woman in the world. That's who Yocheved is. Yocheved is the one with the correction of the world, meaning the correction of Am Yisrael. She gives birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not just an individual Am Yisrael, not just a leader of Am Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu represents Am Yisrael. The Medrash tells us, Moshe Shapir Zechatzai Levrochim, the Rebbe used to always mention this part, several times I heard it from him, that the Rebbe Kiva was darshaning, he was giving a shir, and the tzibur were falling asleep. Any Magid Shir knows that feeling. Give a shir, people falling asleep. And Rebbe Kiva wanted to wake them up. So Rebbe Kiva said, there was a woman in Mitzrayim who gave birth to 600,000 children. So everybody woke up. What? One pregnancy? 600,000 babies? He says, no. I'm talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's shakul keneged shishim. He's equivalent to the 600,000. So Rabbi Moshe Tzal always used to mention, don't think Rabbi Kiva just was trying to trick the Olam. Let's wake you up. Let's think about something crazy to say. And no. It was emes. Obviously, he said it in a way which sounded strange. Moshe Rabbeinu is keneged Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu presents Am Yisrael. Everybody in Am Yisrael that's brought down has a little bit of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gives the Torah to Am Yisrael. It's not just Stam that he was a shliach. Whatever Am Yisrael has is through Moshe Rabbeinu. He's representing Am Yisrael. If you want to say in a cute way, which I didn't see anybody saying that way, if Am Yisrael's Shivim Nefesh represents Shivim Umos, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shishim Ribur represented in himself. His representation of all the Shishimu, of the concept of Am Yisrael. So Yocheved is giving birth to Shishim Ribui. She's giving birth to Am Yisrael. It's a representation of Am Yisrael, not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what she's doing. So she is Chava. Chava is the one, the mother of the world. The one who's supposed to start the world in the right way. In world, well, sideways, you have a nuchava. That nuchava is yuchavet. So yuchavet is the one who's going through the process of the Leda of Amisrael. Arizal adds,
you are listening to BenStorah.com.
What year, what, how old was Yocheved when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu? She was 130 years old. How many years did Adam HaRishon separate from Chava and wasn't with him, with her? Someone here even tells us, separate from her. Hoyilit Shidni V'ruchim gave birth to David Taiva Mazikim, spirits that don't belong to the world. How many years was that? 130 years. So Yocheved's 130 years waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to be born is to correct the 130 years that Chava was separated from Adam, which that was the time of the called the Einish, the time of bad, of evil that came through it to us. Yocheved going through the process of being the mother. The aim was to charge on the pregnancy of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael was represented through Moshe Rabbeinu. Am Yisrael was going through the process of being Shivim Umois, representation of all the Umois, going out to be the Shishim Riboy, which is the number of Am Yisrael. Shishim Riboy Batayra. One of the drushas, when he says the word Yisrael, Yisrael is Moshe Tavis, Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisius Latayra. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Okay, it's not exactly 600,000, but it means that it's a conceptual 600,000, which represents everyone in Am Yisrael, the Gedusha of Torah. That's the process of Mitzrayim. The one who takes us through it is Yocheved. Yocheved who brings birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the representation of Am Yisrael. So in Melee, by the way, we can understand this stage. Very geshmak. Why Yocheved has to be born only when you go into the chaimus. Yocheved is the one who fills up the number 70. Am Yisrael starts the process from going from 70 to Shishim Riboy when they come to Mitzrayim. That's where the pregnancy starts. The 210 years that Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the time of the pregnancy in the womb of Mitzrayim starts when? When they get to Mitzrayim. Yocheved takes Am Yisrael from the beginning of the process of Mitzrayim to the end, giving birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, who takes them out. Right? So it goes, Yocheved is the one who's taking Am Yisrael from the beginning through Mitzrayim to get to the end. That's what Yocheved is doing. So in Melech, Yocheved is born the moment they get into Mitzrayim, and that process starts. Yocheved is the one who's mastering Shivim. The Shivim is what Am Yisrael is a nation among the nations. When do they start the process of nationhood? When they come to Mitzrayim. Before that, they were just individuals. They come to Mitzrayim, they head up to Yosef, which we spoke about last week. Yosef and his two kids. Yosef with his two children add to the Shashlam of Am Yisrael in Galus, and then Yocheved is born. As they get to Mitzrayim, you have now a nation of 70 Shivim Umois, the process begins. Before they get to Mitzrayim, you didn't get there yet. You're still individuals. You're still 66. Only the moment they step into Mitzrayim, that's when that process starts. That's why Yocheved is born Bein HaChoymus. Very ahead, because she could be born 5 minutes before. She was born as soon as they went in. Chazal tells us more about Basro. She was pregnant before. She wasn't pregnant in Mitzrayim, wasn't it? She was born. Her life starts as we go into Mitzrayim. Because the life of Yocheved and what she does in the world is the process of the pregnancy of Am Yisrael. So now that we understand that, now it makes a lot of sense that Yocheved is a shlomo, the filling in to the number 70. We said whenever we look at the other options where it fills number 70, they look at something which is very generic. Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmei. Is the number 70. Or if there's no number 70, it's just putting all the numbers together, as the Rosh says. According to what we're learning right now, that's the reason Yocheved is 70. Yocheved is not a random, another name in the list of 70. And obviously, every name in Am Yisrael is a Shmos, which is not just filling up the number 70. She's starting the process of the 70. She's creating here a Uma of 70 walks to 600,000. That's what she's doing. So it's a Klolish Degdam. It's like Yaakov and the Jews are together. She's the one joining them together. It's very Meduyok that she is the one. It's not just them. And Rashi chose this chat out of all the other chat to tell us that this is number 70. Because Rashi saw that that's what Yuchavit is. Number 70, which fills the number 70, creates he or she. That calls Ragishwak. And with that, we can come then to go back to our first question. Which we ask, so why Yuchavit is not mentioned? Why we don't have the name Yuchavit? So I want to mention here something which we mentioned in the shir here in the past regarding something else. It's very fitting over here. Very fitting to the whole concept. Here's a Gemara. Gemara Bava Kama tells us, says that there was somebody went to do a big mysterious nefesh to bring Torah to David HaMelech. We don't mention the name of that person. Why? Someone who does mysterious nefesh for Torah, we don't mention his name. Why not? So the Masha explains, the Pashim Shad Nagmara, you don't have to kill yourself for Torah. You're supposed to learn Torah. But he says to live with Torah. But if you kill yourself, I'm not mentioning your name anymore. If Tzadik HaKoyim mentions the name of Bunim Shishcha, Tivim Shat, which is, sounds more in the simple explanation of the Gemara. Says Rabunim Chisra. When a person is Moisa Atzmo, it's not his turn anymore. When you're alive and you're well, you say it's your turn. It's your turn. Rabbi Yassel said this. Rabbi Chaim said this. But when he does mysterious nefesh to Torah, then he's not an individual anymore. Then he's part of the cloud. He was Moisa Atzmo. It's about down here. Once, Moisa Nefesh means there's three levels of Neshama. Nefesh is the lowest level. Ruach, then you have Neshama. Niran. And so Nefesh is Moisa, the lowest part. Take away your individuality. The fact that you're standing on your own. Moisa Nefesh. Oh, you're Moisa Nefesh! You're Moisa Nefesh, you take away your individuality, your Torah becomes a closed thing. It's a stam of the Gemara. Stam of the Torah. I don't mention your name anymore. It's a much higher level of Torah. That's what Rebbe Shifra says. And that's how Rebbe Tzadik explains, so we brought it, that's the Shir, the Pashas, the Tzavir, we don't mention the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in Ayin, Mechein HaMesifich, if you don't, Moichel Am Yisrael, erase me from your Sefer. So the Baal Turim brings, he said a klal to himself, it's erased. So like says, according to Bunim Shishcha, that's Abshad, Shat is Moshe Rabbeinu with Moshe Nefesh Ram Yisrael. So his word Pash is not mentioned. His name is not mentioned. He becomes a stone of the Torah. You don't have his name individually. That's how Ritzalik says. So if you take this and you bring it to here, then this makes a lot of sense. Your Chavit is not an individual. Whenever you're individual, I mention your name. But in these places over here, the Yechevet is mentioned. She's not mentioned as an individual. She's mentioned as Klal Yisrael. The first day she's mentioned when she was born, Menachem starts the process. She fills with the number 70, the process of Am Yisrael in its rank. When she gets married and gives a lady to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, So Maharal says, what tribe we don't mention the name there? The Maharal does explain why we don't mention the name over there. Because if we mention the name of the parents of Moshe Rabbeinu, it would seem like they, Moshe Rabbeinu was born like any other person. It wasn't. I don't mention his name because Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be born anyway. The Oymiko, the Maral means is this idea. It's not an individual. Oh, there's another one who's born. This is an Am Yisrael declared. Am Yisrael gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, as a nation, as a whole, Yechevet here represents the whole. And the Pasha is that also the meaning in the middle. When Yechevet is saving the children. Yechevet and Miriam, they're saving the children of Am Yisrael. They're saving the boys of Am Yisrael. How would Xerah to kill all the boys? During the time of trial. Who saved them? Yechevet and Miriam. That's what they're zoichet to batim. You get botikuno, botilevio, malchus. They get all the batim of Am Yisrael. Because they're bringing to the chivs of Am Yisrael. So this big Yocheved is the one who starts the process, brings to the end of the process by me and Moshe Rabbeinu, and takes you through the process. Saves Am Yisrael from the tzoras that come through the process. That's what Yocheved is. Yocheved is the aim, the chava of Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And these three things, the three things I mentioned over here in Yocheved, and all three, she's not mentioned by name, she's not an individual. She's a national figure. She's an Am Yisraelic figure. So you don't mention her name. You mention her name, you may come to mistakenly associate with an individual. She happened to be here. No, she's an Am Yisrael. That's what Yocheved is all about. So what we learn today, through the Mahalach of what we learn with Yocheved, we basically learn what Am Yisrael is doing over here. To a certain degree, obviously. Am Yisrael through Mitzrayim is being born. It's the pregnancy of Am Yisrael from going from the stage of 70 of a regular Umo to the higher level of Shishim Riboy. Am Yisrael is going from Shivim Nefesh to Shishim Riboy. And the one who's taking us through the process, the mother who's taking us through the process, is Yocheved. That's what Yocheved is associated with the beginning of the process, with the end of the process, by bringing Moshe Rabbeinu, by being the mother who brings Shishim Riboy to the world, and in the middle of the process, by enabling this to happen, by giving chius to Am Yisrael and not killing, and not following the orders of power. That's what she does. That's the Mahalach of Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and that's what we get to the Shishim Riboy. And always when we are in Galus, we're always waiting. It says that what's going to be Lasid Lavoi? Lasid Lavoi can make Tzeis Chom Eretz Yitzrayim a ready mitzvah. The Geula will be like Goyim Mitzrayim. Goyim Mitzrayim is creating a new thing, a new Am Yisrael, a new dimension, a new level of Kedusha. And that's what we're waiting for when you're going to get to Geula Asido, the Meir B'Yameinu, Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.